Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Starting with Sechdes Bey, that Vezim and Aleph, the Mishnah had said, Bey Shnel de Biyanta Bisham Reim Teyachel Vesulam Melay Teyachel. The Bisham allows one to eat egg that was laid on Yom Tif and Vesul does not. And the Gemara wants to know what's the case. If the hen was Aymed La'achila, what would be the reason why it's Asher? Why don't you say, Uchle de Ifrisu? It's like a food that got separated, and if it's Taragos, the Gemara says, why would Beishami hold its mutter? It's muksam. Since the Taragos is also to eat because it's muksam, so the Beitzim also would be muksam. So the Gemara says, Umay kosha, don't Beishami less than muksam. What's the question? Maybe the Machlekes Beishami still is, if we hold of muksam or not, the Rashi says, we have Shitas Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says that Meisah Shemen Shebener, the leftover oil in the Ner, Rabbi Yehuda says it's also because of Muksa. Rabbi Shimon says it's Mutter. So the Gemara says, Kasal Kedaitim, we thought the Havimina was, Afilu Man Deshoi B'Muksa B'Neilad Asr. Even if you hold Muksa, it's Mutter, Neilad is Asr. And the Gemara says in the end, no, with the Islay Muksa, Islay Neilad, Leslay Muksa, Leslay Neilad, we're talking about a Tayna Gelo, Semedes Legadal Beitzim, and the Machlaikis is, do we hold the Muksa, don't we hold of Muksa? So how do we understand? What's the shakla v'tarhi? What's the svarim of the Havman and Maskana? Why did the Havman think that everyone holds Neilad Zasir? And the Maskana says, Neilad is totally a muksa. So Nafikayam, Chelik Beisim Yates, explains, what's the isser of muksa? I mean, there's a lot of things called muksa, but the muksa we're discussing, the muksa of Yudin Reb Shimon, the isser of muksa is that things have to be mucham ibayid yayin. It's a Rashian. Later on, Daf Chavav and Mebeis, Uman to Islay Muksa Achanam Ibay Gayim Boy. Tiksiv Vahayu Beir Mashishi Vehechinu. Muksa means everything that you can use on Shabbos and Yom Tov has to be Mucham Ibay Gayim. That's Islay Muksa. Whether you say it's the Raisa, like Rashi's Mashman Amin Beis, whether you say it's the Rabbana, like Rav Yishanim Oldis and Asmachta, but that's the Issa. They need Achana. And that's the Pshan and Nigadis Katsoy Bein Ashmash is Eskoy Lekuli Yema. If something wasn't Mucha Bein Ashmash is meaning on the onset of Shabbos when Shabbos starts, so it remains Muksa Lekuli Yema, it's missing Hachana. What's the Pshan and Rabbi Shimon that doesn't hold the Muksa? Now we know sometimes if Shimon holds the Muksa, like Muksa Maxis Saren Kiss, or Muksa of Gregor Sutsmukam, where you went to dry the grapes or the figs, it's Dachi Biyadayim. So what's the pshat? Is it the pshat that Shimon holds you don't need mucham? But if you max it, if you decide, you set it aside not to use, then it's worse. But you don't have to be mucham for use. If you know it has to be mucham for use, and if Shimon holds no, doesn't have to be mucham for use. Muksa, when you max it, when you make it mucham not for use, muksa maksar and kiss, or gregus with mucham, which is dachi b'yadayin, you put up grapes or figs to dry, when you were mad chabiyadayim, so that's muksa. Or Reb Shimon also holds you need muchan. Reb Shimon is more generous in what he calls muchan, like Rashi says here. That the reason for muksa, the one who doesn't hold the muksa holds, loy maxi inish midayte midi dechazile. Something which is roi for you to use, you're not maxa. So you are making everything. Reb Yehuda says, anything which, generally speaking, you won't use is called, you're not making it. Reb Shimon says, no, you have in mind you have a contingency plan. You might want to use it. That's Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon. See, the Gemara says, Reb Shimon only holds Meisr Shem and Shebener is Mutter, because Adam Yeshiv Umetzapa Masatech Bener, he's waiting for the Ner to go out. But let's say it's in a Kais Ka'ara Shashis, it's in a large cup or a bowl or a lantern, so then, the halacha is even according to Reb Shimon it's aser. So that sounds like Reb Shimon also holds you need muchan. You're not yeshiv u'mitzata, so therefore it's not considered muchan. I think Hayam discusses it at length. But with this we can understand, and this is what Rashi seems to be saying, that no lave yodid in a heavy dainty lave. Well, Rashi's a little bit mashma, lave yodid means you didn't realize it will come, so therefore you're not making it. But Taisus is mashma a different word. Taisus asks the kasha, we find that Reb Shimon holds clearly that Neilad's mutter. What was the Havman of the Gemara? The man the Islay Muksa, Islay Neilad, Leslay Muksa, Leslay Neilad. Also, if you man the Islay Muksa, Neilad is Asr, we find a Shivre Kalim, which is Neilad. If you had a Kalim and the Lach and it broke, So now you want to use it for firewood, so that's called Nailud, because this wasn't firewood in Mibaydin. The Achana was for a Keli, and now the Achana changes, it's Nailud. So now, that's what the Mar says, Masikim B'Kelim, Ve Masikim B'Shiva Kelim, that's what you'd hold. You could use Kelim for firewood, but you can't use Shiva Kelim because that's Nailud. And if Shimon holds it's Mutter, so you see if Shimon holds the Nailud's Mutter. So Taiz is in Mechalik, that this is worse Nailud, it wasn't Ba'ilim Klal. There it was Ba'ilim, it's just that the Kli broke. So the Chayit of Shad is like this. Rashi is mashma that Noilad, you don't have das to be making it. Taiz is mashma a little bit more. It wasn't Ba'ilam B'chlau. If it wasn't Ba'ilam B'chlau, so therefore you can't be making it. So a Noilad weird of Shad is it was Ba'ilam. It's just it had a different Achana, and the Achana changed. So there the Shad is that you could be making it. So if Shimon holds, whatever you possibly could use, that's called Achana. But something which isn't Ba'ilam Klal, the Gemara assumes you can't be Mechen. That's the Be'ish Nel Debiyatev. And the Maskana is, could be you could say the Maskana is that according to Shimon you don't need Mucha like the other side of the Fikayam. It's just when you max it, it's worse, but here you weren't maxing. Or could be you could say the Gemara in the Maskana considers the Be'ah to be Ba'ilam, similar to Shiva Kalam. It doesn't consider it to be like Eina Ba'ilam Klal. And therefore, according to Shimon, you could be Mechen it. It's totally in the same shaila of muksa. Rav Yehuda holds whatever is not generally speaking oimid for shtamshus and not mechin. And Rav Shimon says, no, you have das for anything that you might possibly need. It's called achana.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an eon shiur on any daf in shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.